If looks alone are what wins a mate, the male toadfish would never get a date. But it's their sound that brings females around. The toadfish is also known as the midshipman, and here to tell us about how he makes his love call is Quan Huang. He's the chief of the lab at the National Institute of Arthritis and Musculoskeletal Diseases in Bethesda, Maryland. Dr. Huang, welcome.
Thank you.
Before we get to the findings of your study, could you please give us a picture of the toadfish? I've read that it has a face that only a mother could love.
Well, okay, I'll be kind and say that the fish is plain. Well, not really ugly, and certainly not a flashy beauty like some reef fish. The fish spends most of its time burrowing in the sandy and dim ocean floor in the deep waters. So a sleek body and brilliant colors don't really count for much.
I understand that the toadfish has a pretty impressive mating ritual. Can you describe that?
Male fish usually puts on very elaborate dances or changes color to win over females. Now, the midshipman male cannot dance and have no scales to change color. So it prefers not to be judged by its looks. It actually resorts to singing to lure females.
Well, let's take a listen to that sound right now. You know, if I heard that, I wouldn't think it was a fish. In fact, as I understand it, when people were trying to figure out this strange noise on the California coast, they thought that maybe aliens were landing or some power plant had gone out of whack. I guess these toadfish have made quite a reputation for themselves.
Yeah, because the sound, the humming sounds, sound so much like man-made machine noise, many residents suspected secret underwater military operations. So I think in 1977, through some very ingenious detective work by acoustic engineer and his friends, the secret agent man turned out to be this lonely toadfish in heat. But now the community actually welcomes its summer residents by sponsoring annual humming toadfish festivals.
Now, what about the mechanism? What have you discovered about the mechanism of making this sound by the fish?
It turns out the male has a air bladder, which looked like an elastic balloon, but with two pieces of muscle attached to the surface. Now, these muscles are called drumming muscle because the vibration of these muscles changes the volume of the air bladder and therefore creates the sound wave. And it vibrates about 6,000 times a minute. And this is easily rivaling the speed of, say, hummingbird wing beat frequencies or the speed the rattlesnake actually rattles its tail. The most amazing part of this is that the male actually can sing for a very long time. It can sing up to an hour or more without stopping.
Wow.
That's the amazing part.
So I'm just wondering where this research might wind up. I'm wondering how likely is it that from this understanding of the toadfish muscle that we could make, say, heart muscle stronger or make humans super strong?
Actually, yeah, this special features here is really a combination of the speed as well as endurance. So we think if we can understand the mechanism with which these structures are assembled, we'll actually be able to do reverse engineer these properties into human tissue to coach some of the muscle in human to work either faster or work longer or both.
Quan Huang is chief of the Laboratory of Muscle Biology at the National Institute of Arthritis and Musculoskeletal and Skin Diseases. Dr. Huang, thanks for taking this time with me today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Coming up, yes, we have no bananas, but we do have a story about the history of the fruit, how it became the world's most successful commercial crop, and efforts underway to keep it from going extinct. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.